Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Life is like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 13 June 2022. Welcome to tonight's program. We're glad you're with us. We're going to bring up a special guest in a minute. Have one once, about once a month if possible, because he is a sponsor of the program. That's true. But he's also doing something right now that's a much-needed service that's getting tougher to do all the time. Now, let me tell you about that in just a few minutes, and don't go away. Before I do that, though, two prayer requests tonight. Y'all been praying for Crystal's daddy, Johnny. Please continue the prayer. He's doing some better. Right now, he's got a bad head cold. Thank goodness he hadn't went to his lungs, so he should be okay. But keep Johnny in your prayers, please. And also, a gentleman named Todd. Our guest tonight knows who Todd is. Todd is, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer a few months ago. They took the prostate out, and they did a test, and it's still showing some number on the PSA, which would be zero with no prostate. So they'll get some more final, final prognosis on Wednesday, day after tomorrow. So ask, please, folks, for the healing of Todd. Our God can do it if we trust him. I know he can. Praise will be done, and that Todd will be healed. Please do that if you don't mind. And we're still offering all my books. My last three are available for $15. All six of them for $35 if you want them. I'm doing that because I'm going to do some condensing, especially on the last three, and make them all into one book. I think folks are worth the price. I think $5 a piece is a pretty good deal. I really do. And if you don't like them, send them back, give money back to you. But they're available right now. The last three for $15, all six of them for $35. And the reason why you can charge you extra for the all six of them is because it costs more to ship them. Shipping is out of sight. So if you don't mind, if you call in 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 and tell Lisa, hey, I want to order the books Pastor Butch offered, his books. Use a credit card, debit card, or get an address and write to us. Either way you want to do it, we have them here available for you when you want them. And I'm going to put one more thing on special because we're going to close out the T-shirts, folks. We're going to do another design. The T-shirts we have, the No Fear T-shirts, I think we have some of all sizes left. They're $15 a piece, and they're a very high-quality T-shirt. $15 a piece, royal blue with a beautiful picture of a lion that's standing in the midst of a bunch of lambs all wearing masks, and the lion is not. So that'll tell you something. They're available. They're $15 a piece while they last. And if you write to us, say you want a certain size, and if we don't have it, just tell us, send the money back to you. We will. Okay, that's the best we can do. Just write to us, I want a large, and if we're out of them, just add a P.S. Please send the money back if it's not there. Okay, we'll do what you ask us to do. So they're available while we have them. The books and the T-shirts available, folks, at a great deal. Again, 800-777-4403. or 304-846-4448. I will tell you that next week I will not be here. I'll be in the office this Thursday, but the following week I will be going to Branson, Missouri. My oldest sons, only have three of them, all of them, went together and paid for a huge cabin in Branson, Missouri, that for the whole family to get together. And everybody will be there except, I think, one grandchild won't be able to be there because they just started a new job. We'll be there with their great-grandson and the rest of the family starting Saturday to the following Saturday. So I'll be going next week, but I have guests coming on. You won't even know I'm going, I promise you. Our speakers will take place of me. You won't know I'm going. Now, we'll be in office this Thursday. The following Thursday, Chris will be here. I will not be here the following Thursday, okay? I know y'all don't mind. Even old Hillbilly needs time off once in a while. But anyway, we'll let y'all know that up front so you know what's happened. Let's go to a guest now. This gentleman I've known now for several years, actually. Back when he worked with Joyce Riley. That's been a while back now. And took over the Power Hour for a while. He worked with her for a long time. He's been a friend of mine now for quite a while. He is the head of Numana Foods. And folks, I'll tell you this with all my heart. If you're looking for a high quality store of food, but the best quality you're going to find anywhere, I'd say, Numana Foods has it. So we're going to discuss that in a minute. Let's pray for guest Daniel Brigman. Daniel, are you there?
I am here, Pastor. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, you're more than welcome, my friend. And but I tell you what, of all the businesses to be in right now, I'd say that yours is probably one of the most important because food is going out of sight. It's getting scarcer to get every day. And in this month's newsletter, folks, in July's magazine, we're going to put a list, verified list, nothing made up, out of orders, of 95 food-related businesses or right-out food businesses who either burnt, blew up, or had a plane fall on it. Now, I'm not making this up. This is a fact. For example, on March 10, 2020, this year, in Taylor, Iowa, 915,900 chickens were destroyed because of avian flu. Almost a million chickens were wiped out because of avian flu. And that goes on from there. Someone caught on fire. Fire destroys the Deli Star Meats plant in Fayetteville, Illinois. Shadowbrook Farm, Industrial Farm, Creamy Burns. I mean, it goes on and on and on. There's 95 of them. That is this, folks, this is not a coincidence. If you believe it is, I want you to say some beachfront property right here in West Virginia. How's that? It's just ridiculous to think this is anything but a conspiracy that's being fulfilled. And I didn't stutter when I said that. Your food's been wiped out on purpose. The price is going through the roof. And today, Daniel, it's official. West Virginia and Nettie, West Virginia, finally hit $4.99, $5 a gallon of gasoline, first time in Nettie, West Virginia. So we hit it today, $4.99 now. Went up 14 cents overnight. It ain't over yet, is it?
No. Well, the first thing I want to say, you brought up the price of gas, and your books are only $5. I said, I had thought to myself, I tried to say it, but I was muted. But I tried to say, a gallon of gas is $5. I mean, a book only $5? I mean, come on. That's the deal of the century right there.
I think it is. And I say this very humbly because I don't want anybody thinking I'm nothing to brag on. I'm not, folks. I'm just me. But the books are biblical. They're historical. They're written on biblical and historical facts. There's nothing in it that I made up. There's no speculation. It's all Bible and all historical facts and all the books I've written. There's seven of them, $35. The last three for $15.
That's
an excellent deal. That actually costs more than to print them, but I want to rearrange some of them, do some of them in all in one book to just save some space, put them all in one book. So that's what we're trying to do, Daniel, to get the truth out to the people. I've never done this ministry as a prophet ever. This coming March will make me 30 years on the radio. 30 years.
Wow.
And by the grace of God, wow, it's all been paid for through donations and people that ordered our items. I never take a paycheck out of them, not one time. And our bookkeeper says, you should take a paycheck. I don't want a paycheck. I'm living okay. God bless me. I just want to be able to keep the bills paid, keep the lights on. We got hacked about a month ago, emptied the account out. Coach Dave's group, Christian Revolution, jump right in, send me $5,000, keep us afloat until I got everything back in. The bank restored the money finally, at least temporarily. But they hacked us, and that hurt. They got a personal accounts, too. Personal accounts were not that big. They got a few bucks. It's okay. But they certainly put a hurt on the ministry for a week or so. And Coach Dave's group hopped right in and took care of that. What a good guy. But
wow.
This is a battle, my friends. The battle is heating up. And I'm saying this humbly before God. The other side is starting to get desperate. They're doing stupid things, but they don't care. If we don't stand up to the plate, it's over for the whole country. It's over for my children, Daniel's children, my grandchildren. It's over for them. If we don't stand the plate right now, it is over. It may be over anyway, but I am going down swinging. Y'all do what you want to. If you watch TV and go out in a whimper, that's fine. I'm going out with the right fist coming around as hard as I can, right in the face of tyranny, right in the face of Satan, and I don't apologize for that. Dan, you go ahead before I get started preaching.
Well, I'm just sitting back listening. You mentioned the food prices and plants. I mean, that's probably what people want to hear from my point of view, what's going on. Right now, I had a big discussion with some of our buyers and trying to figure out, get more of a pulse of what's going on and trying to stay on top of this. As you can imagine, it's an incredible time to be in this business because if people are interested, you don't have to explain the need anymore. You know, we've been in business over 10 years. Almost 11, actually. And for a large part of those years, you had to explain, why do I need food stores? Well, you don't have to explain that. So it's good in that sense that people are understanding the need and they understand why they need it. You don't have to even tell them. The other side of that coin, at the same time, they feel they need it because they see the shortages, they see the price of gas going up, they see supply chain being stretched thin. Well, okay. So we're dealing with that to try to supply. We're dealing with the same thing. And so as I'm talking to my buyers, this is, you know, the latest news is we are at a point where we may have to literally reformulate some of our recipes just so that we can feel a little more confident in getting some of the ingredients and you know, making sure that we can have a steady supply. We're really considering this and looking at this now. Because
now, what are you saying, Daniel? What do you mean? What are you saying?
Okay, so I'm just trying to give you an example and an overview of what we're dealing with on a wholesale level. I mean, we're a wholesale buyer. We buy a lot of food and a lot of ingredients. So we're not just selling, you know, like freeze-dried beans or something. We're selling pasta primavera that has a lot of ingredients in it. So to give you an example. So black bean soup or something like that. So there may be 15, 10, 5 ingredients in those things. So say there's a non-GMO noodle or an organic noodle. So you got organic wheat that's going in this noodle. Well, you know, like I told you in the past, for our suppliers, we may have had 4 or 5 good suppliers. Well, you mentioned the 95 either meat warehouses or processing plants
that went down.
Okay, so get you to understand this, what this means. So we hear this news and we think, oh, what does this mean? Azure Farms, which is one of the biggest, probably the biggest privately owned, when I say private, you know what I mean, more of a family farm, not big farmer
right,
or big whatever,
right.
It's probably the biggest in America, maybe the world, but probably the biggest in America for sure out of the northeast or northwest part of the country in Oregon. They just had a huge problem. Their biggest warehouse went down. Okay. Before, when we wanted, I'll just give an example. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. It could be a pea. It could be a freeze-dried non-GMO pea. Okay, they may be one of 4 or 5 suppliers that we're getting from. Well, because of everything that's going on with the COVID and the supply chain getting shut down, well, now there may be only 2 suppliers of that pea or that certain kind of pea or certain. You see what I'm saying? So now,
yeah.
Azure Farms is having problems, and we're kind of left. Their uncertainty is creating our uncertainty. And so on the retail level, which most of your listeners deal with, when you go to the store, and you see, oh, there's not that much meat today, or there's a less of a selection. Okay, you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg. You don't even see the major disruption and cracks that are in the supply chain to where you, at your local grocery store, for weeks on end, are having less supply of meat than you usually do. You just say, oh, it's no big deal, whatever. It is a big deal. You're just seeing the tip of this. And you got to understand all the things that went in and all the chain reactions of a deep supply chain that makes it so your store does not have the same amount of meat in it that it had 6 months ago. And I'm not talking about 1 weekend it's out or something like that. I'm talking about, hey, this goes on for a month or this goes on for a few weeks. So from our standpoint, and I'm having these conversations with our buyers, we're staring I'm trying to explain this the best I can, Butch, without being negative. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to be negative.
Just tell it like it is, man. Just tell it like it is.
So we're trying to get ahead. We know this fall, they try any kind of lockdown, they're going to buy customers. You guys are going to have, the demand is going to be just monumental. It's going to be monumental. So we're trying to get ahead. Now, we have a decent supply right now. We've managed to, you know, some things we may be a little short on, but we still have other options, what have you. We can't get ahead like I want to get ahead. I'm not able to do it. Our business, we are not able to do it. We're trying to find a way to do it. Because every time we do this, oh, it's, we got a 3 week delay on this. We got a 4 week delay. And in the meantime, we got customers, everybody that wants everything at the same time, that wants them buying right now. It's a little less in the summer, actually things slow down a little bit. It's just, you know, kind of the ant and the grasshopper. The grasshopper doesn't think about it anything in the summer. It's just a natural cycle.
Yeah.
It's just a natural cycle. I'm just telling you, you better, I don't like to be so bossy and pushy people, but if I was talking to my best friend, I'd say, listen, you better think long and hard about the next 6 months of your food. You better think about it now for what's going to happen 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months from now. I don't like to make predictions either, but I'm going to make some to help people understand. I'm not and listen, I'm talking about Europe right now. I don't sell food in Europe. So you're not from Europe. This isn't going to make you buy food if you live in Europe. So I'm selling food, so you may think, oh, he's just a salesman. Okay, whatever. Take it for what it's worth. In Europe, Ukraine, most of their wheat, or a huge chunk of their wheat, the majority, more than any other country, which came to a lot of those countries in Europe, in the EU, came from Ukraine and Russia.
That's true.
Ukraine is not shipping their wheat this year. Russia probably will ship a percentage of what they had. Ukraine, as far as I know at this point, is not going to ship any exports to Europe.
And Daniel, I want to add one more thing. Other countries also are not shipping, are not exporting. They're keeping it all for themselves now because they see this coming. Other nations are not shipping their products also.
You have to understand, it's been a while, maybe in limited cases we've seen something similar to this. It has been a long time since Europe, probably since World War II, maybe part of the downfall of Russia in those parts of Russia, but as far as Europe in general, we're probably looking at a situation that hasn't been as bad as it's about to be, probably since World War II, or right after World War II.
I agree. Maybe worse.
Could I be wrong? Yes, I could be wrong. I could. To what degree I'm wrong, I don't know. Ukraine, you have to understand what this means. Ukraine has already said they will not ship their exports to Europe. The biggest supplier of those kind of foodstuffs in Europe is Ukraine and Russia. Now, combine it with the fact that even the food that is being planted, because of the price of fertilizer, now we're talking about the United States now. A lot of farmers are not planting the same level of crop.
That's true.
They are not doing their fields the same. They are not. Now, they're trying to save money and trying to make do and just go back to the old way and what have you, and I understand their reasoning. I think they're going to be maybe a little short-sighted on this because I think the price of food is about to explode. Why do I think that? Because I am talking to the buyers, and they're telling me it's about to explode. They're telling me, hey, don't be surprised if in X amount of months that something that costs, you know, whatever, $1 a pound is now $1.50 or $2 a pound. This is at the wholesale level. This means that if it now costs $1.50 a pound, on the retail level, it's probably going to be $3 a pound. So if something goes up 50% or 50 cents on a wholesale level, it's probably going up a dollar or more on the retail level.
That's
because
true.
You got to ship it everywhere. You got to box it up. You got the trucks got to run it. They got the gas every time. Diesel is now close to $6 in most of the United States. Diesel is over $5.50. And I'm pretty sure I saw this, right, Pastor? I think the majority of America, diesel is over $5.50. Yes.
And in California, it's over $9 already.
Parts of California over $9, hit $9. L.A., it's like $7.50 or something, $7. So why am I telling you? I mean, people ask me to come on the show, they want to know all this. I'm trying to tell you as straightforward as possible. I don't want you to have a normalcy bias. In America, we have a normalcy bias, which means we've been so blessed and so just flooded with prosperity and availability. We think that we can go down to the grocery store or Walmart and it will always be there. What's the problem? If I run out of something, I can go to the grocery store. Well, COVID is shaking us a little bit out of that to where we think, oh, wait a minute, toilet paper's gone, meat's gone, what have you. Imagine now if that progresses to many more things, what that looks like and the possibility. So people have me on. They want my perspective, my expertise. So it's hard for me to predict. I'm not trying to be pessimistic. I'm trying to get you to understand the magnitude of what I'm dealing with. Okay, this is what I'm dealing with on a wholesale level and just the thought process I have to go through to run the business and to make these preparations just to keep supply to sell to customers. Okay, if I were you, if I'm going through this exercise on a wholesale level, you better darn well be going through it on the retail level and on your household level. That's what I'm trying to get across to you.
Well, you know, I don't know how else you can bring it. You brought it just as clear as you can get it. And, folks, I don't think anyone out there has any doubt whatsoever that America's on a downward spiral in a lot of ways, more ways than we can count tonight, mostly morally, because without a moral foundation, no nation can last in any way, shape, or form. So America is going down very quickly. And financially, we're losing our dollar's lost the largest hegemony in the world. No one really wants it any longer. We're losing our supply chains. You know, I just read today that Alberta, Canada, Daniel said that they can supply the U.S. with 200 to 400,000 barrels of oil a day if we just ask for it. We're going to Saudi Arabia. We're going to Venezuela, begging them for that, paying them $120 a barrel. And Alberta said, we'll supply you that for the oil. You can cut your gas price almost immediately. And all, the oil company is saying if Biden will lift the restriction on us, we could cut prices in a matter of a couple of weeks. But see, that isn't part of the plan. Canada's ready to help us right now. And what are we doing? Nothing. Begging a country that hates us for their oil. That's the kind of leadership we have right now. The most disgusting, putrid people in the face of the earth, and they'll run this country. And I'm not just saying this. Most Republicans are not much better than they are. Not just the way there's to it. If the Republicans were better, Daniel, if they were better, Why aren't they calling for Biden to open up the oil leases again? Why aren't they telling Biden to go up there and just get the oil from Canada? Matter of fact, why don't they bypass him? They can do that and do it on their own. I mean, what is it with our so-called politicians that say they love America, even the so-called conservative politicians, who are sitting on the hind end doing nothing while they got this country? Is that a fair statement?
Absolutely. I mean, it's either they're incompetent, Pastor Bush. You know, when I was a little kid, I can so remember my grandfather watching the news and getting fired up and saying, God, these people are so stupid. And I thought, wow, these politicians are stupid. And then as I got older and, you know, did the radio, I realized politicians are not that stupid.
That's right. That's right.
People are not these stupid. So then the alternative is they're corrupt. Or they have another agenda. But either way, they're corrupt towards what they should be in the oath that they've taken to this country. So it's corruption and a different agenda. And if you study this at all, you know, and I know your audience knows this. Your audience has heard this, not only from a secular point of view, you know, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, but from a religious standpoint, from a spiritual, biblical point of view also. But again, I know for me, and maybe this is helpful to the audience, it's like, you know this, you study this, and it's been years that I've been studying this and seeing this and believing that this is what they're trying to do. But we're right here, and it's almost like, are they really going to do this? Are they really going to kill the goose and lay the golden egg? Are they really going to grind our economy to a halt? Are they really going to threaten all the supply chain? Are they really going to do this to our health and all our economic avenues? Are they really doing this? And, you know, the more I contemplate it, the more I talk to people like you, my friends, Pastor, I mean, the answer looks like, well, it sure as heck looks like they are.
Well,
I don't know what else to say.
Again, it's obvious. It's so obvious. And I am so frustrated with people playing politics. Well, we got to get this guy in office. He'll change everything. We got to get Trump back. Folks, let's get over this. Let's look at the facts that not one of them right now in Congress are trying to do anything to help this energy crisis. But nothing else but going to Canada and saying, Alberta, we want to buy your oil. We want to give the people in this country a break. We want to free up our own lease companies and drilling companies to start doing our own oil. We were energy independent 3-4 years ago. We want to go back to that. We want our prices cut in half. But they're not doing it. If they're doing it, why is nobody? Now, all they're talking about now is gun control. Gun control. My God in heaven, they're dumber than rocks. Or intentionally doing this on purpose, obviously. Well, I mean, what is it with these people that we keep thinking there's good ones and bad ones up there? Overall, they're all bad. Overall, they're all the same. That's just the way it is. I don't like to say that. I don't like to even think it. But it doesn't change the truth for me denying it, does it?
Well, there's about 550 members of Congress.
Yes.
Give or take, depending on the year of the population or whatever. So about that. And you probably couldn't put in the count on your hand, on both your hands, the ones that are halfway decent. For real.
I agree.
That have your interest at heart.
I agree. Folks, back at the break. We'll take phone calls next half hour, as always, at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Wow, a lot more talk, but don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com, or call 720-600-6040.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
All righty, folks, we're back here talking to Daniel Brinkman, discussing a lot of things. We're going to discuss some more things, but I want to tell you right now that Daniel's his pretty half, and I mean she's pretty, took off lecturing there with a handful of about four girls. So if you hear a noise in the background, you know what's going on. He may step away from the mic a little bit, but he's trying his best to keep up with him. But nonetheless, we're back discussing all things, and I know, Daniel, you want to say something to one of the listeners.
Yeah, I found out Carolyn's been calling the man and hadn't been able to get through, that's bothersome. I don't know what happened. I don't know if something's the matter with the message, or we overlooked it, or whatever the reason. I apologize. Pastor Butch gave me a phone number. I'm going to call you. I don't know what time zone. I think you're in the Pacific time zone. So
yeah,
maybe after the show.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe after I get off the show, then I'll call her. We'll see. Hopefully that'll be okay. And see how we can help you. And man, that's terrible. So I just want to apologize.
Well,
and we want to make sure we help everybody.
She's a sweet lady. I'm sure she understands that. That's just part of running the business. Sometimes things don't work out just like you think they will. That's just the way it is. You know, so it's okay. I'm sure
she understands running
that.
A business, I'll tell you, running a business is a lot like nurturing these four little girls I have. It's very similar. There's always something. And there's all, I mean, anybody who's run business, Pastor Butch, you know, your ministry, there's always something going on. You always got to shuffle something or some problem. Yeah, problem, but you know what I mean. There's always an issue or a problem or a, always.
Yep. And you know, I get to be boss when something's wrong or it's time to pay somebody. Other than that, I'm not boss at all.
You understand.
So,
you understand exactly.
I do understand. I do. And folks, write down this phone number, please. Write this down. You call the manager tomorrow. Talk to him. And if you don't get an answer, you miss. I'm sure he'll call back. Dan will find out what happened with the Carolyn situation. Things happen. Believe me, I know this. I've been this long time. I know this. But you call them tomorrow. It's toll free at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. And Daniel, do you want me to put any space on this time, or you just want to? How do you want to work at?
Yes, absolutely. I want to tell you. People ask now, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't buy food from the manna or buy something from the manna, we have a lot of options. I'll go over a little bit about that. But this here's what you do. If you believe what we're talking about, what pastors were talking about, what I'm telling you, other people, I mean, you can find out the truth of this. But you'll see that if I'm off, I'm not off by a lot. And I may be underestimating. See, that's the problem, is I may be underestimating. When next time you go to the grocery store and you normally buy two cans of tuna fish or whatever it is, then this time buy three or buy four. Or you buy one bag of rice, we'll buy two bags of rice this time. And that's how you can start to build some of those things that rotate that may not last long, but at least you have a little extra. Get you a little extra. Start to put a time in your mind. Hey, I want to have enough food where I feel pretty good for X amount, 2 weeks, a month. I would start with a month. Say, hey, my goal is I want to be able to feed us and have some variety and whatever, what have you, whatever your personal needs, your family's needs for a month. That would be my goal to start with, because people, I get that question all the time. So I'm going to start with a month. Now, where New Manna comes in is we have long-term storable food. It tastes good. It's, it's about the best quality that's out there for this type of food, ladies and gentlemen. We work really hard so that when you buy food, you have organic options, you have non-GMO options, you have no gluten options, and this food actually tastes good. If you see me, I'm a bigger guy. I'm tall. I like to eat. And so if I don't like it, that was my motto when we started. This is 11 years ago. I said, well, if we're going to do this, and we're going to start formulating recipes, we're going to start coming up with different products or what have you. If I don't like it, then we're not going to sell it. Now some things obviously I like better than others. I mean, that's just like, I like pizza better than spaghetti, you know, whatever. But it's still, the spaghetti's still really good. Does that make sense? So there's certain things.
Oh, yes.
So that was my motto when we started. So, and I feel like we fulfilled that better than just about any company. I put us up against any companies out there. The quality of the food, the taste of the food, the way it stores, those kind of things. So the food comes in these recipes. It comes in individual 6 and 10 serving bags. So it's not like you're buying a 10 can of 50 servings and you can't use them up before they go bad. So you got a resealable seal on the bag. They come in buckets, a variety of meals. You know, we did a lot of research, and one of the biggest blessings that we ever had in the company, my wife and I started, we go to trade shows, barely started. And we would have our children were literally sitting in the back of the of our booth at these trade shows in the little portable baby carrier. Our children would literally be sitting in there while we're trying to talk to people and tell them about our product. What that did for us is it's funny now. It wasn't funny at the time, let me tell you, Pastor. But what that did for us is a blessing for you today and the products that we offer, because all the customers came to us, they were able to taste our products. They gave us a lot of feedback. Hey, I don't like this about the bucket configuration. Hey, I do like this. Hey, can you do more of this? Hey, I don't really like the way you did this. I really like the way you did this. And in about 2-3 years or what have you, we kind of hit and missed and kind of played around with it. And we got feedback. And we got to where our bucket, I promise you, was what you take the majority of people and what people wanted, that our bucket was what people wanted. Because we listened to them. We listened to our dealers. We listened. We got as much feedback as possible. And then we added organic options. And we added some other things like powdered milk that actually tastes good. You know, if you ever taste the powdered milk, you know how that could be like chalk. In the same thing. I said, look, I think we need powdered milk. People need this to store. I said, but if I can't find something that tastes halfway decent, I'm not doing it. And so we looked, and we found a place not only tastes halfway decent, it actually tastes good. And I'm telling you, it tastes good, which surprised me. And so that's kind of our motto. So we have buckets like a family pack. It's a variety of different recipes. Then we got no gluten. If you're sensitive to gluten, you don't want gluten in your food, you can get that bucket. Organic, if you want to go a little further. Defender packs, where it has some superfoods like quinoa and chia seeds added to it and what have you, some spelt. And organic, same kind of thing with organic buckets. We have water filters. We have storable water. Now, if you know anything about storing water, the problem with storing water is that bacteria gets into it, even if it's just barely any, over 2 or 3 years, now you got a bloom of bacteria. So we found a company that, one of a friend of mine actually, they found a way to actually store water with zero bacteria. Zero. And he stores it in a certain type of container also. So you got that, the Purevana water. The Duraflow filters, they fit in the Berkey, what have you, the replacement if you want those kind of things. So we had, this is Numana, and this is the variety that we have. So people can have whatever options they want. We got a special because you're listed Pastor Butch. At checkout, there's a place for a code. Put Pastor Butch, and you'll get a discount off the whole thing. We're trying to be as competitive as we can, and we are. We're giving discounts where we can, especially to our valued customers, our partners like Pastor Butch. And we want to help people. And if you need help, if you need something specific, and, reach out to Pastor Butch. And he can certainly reach out to me and text me. He knows how to get a hold of me if there's something on your mind or if you guys really need help. We do donate a lot to people who maybe need a little helping hand at one moment or what have you, or need a little need, and that's fine. And we're more than happy to do that. And please do something, ladies and gentlemen. Do something. And don't worry about the government. Don't worry about, you think, oh, Trump's going to get in there and save anything. No, make a plan for yourself. Prayerfully think about what you could do for your family, and then you make a plan. Don't worry about Trump saving you. You save your family. You and God save your family, and maybe your close friends, and maybe some other acquaintances that you guys can kind of work together and kind of think this through. You save yourself. God's going to give you the ability to be prepared, and then leave the rest to Him and see what happens. And I think you'll be in a better place for it.
I totally agree. A good way to put it. Folks, again, if you want to call and talk, you can. 844-769-2944. Let's go to Kentucky. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, welcome. Come on in.
Hey, Butch. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I'm just so spiritually charged because it's an interesting times that we're living in, because it's incredible that the food shortages that are coming, that the mainstream media keeps hounding and hounding, everything's fine. Oh, there's no shortages. There's no shortages. Everything's fine. Get away from the mainstream media. Talk to people that are open-minded. Because I'm seeing out here, I've talked to farmers at farmers market, they're having a hard time getting certain fertilizer because they can't grow certain crops. It's here. We've got to get real. Let's get together. Like Daniel said, Trump is not going to save you if he's back in office. Biden, I don't care who it is. Mitch McConnell in my state where I live is not going to save you. You're going to have to come together as God's children to come together. Because the only reason why they're doing this, the globalists want to control us. But if we take a stand spiritually and have an open mind, put the cell phones down. I tell people this. They look at me. Some people think I'm crazy. Oh, he's one of those conspiracy theorists. Well, I'm going to pray for you, because when the hard times hit and you don't have any food and you're out there in an apocalypse society, no water, no food, that could happen. We could be nuked, whatever the case may be. They're going to think, what did Chris say? What did they say?
Amen.
Daniel, do you see what I'm
Amen.
Saying? This is so important. We've got to come together now.
It's so important. It's so important. And you know, for years, we've looked at Trump or whatever. Forget the political arena, ladies and gentlemen. You've got to look at yourself in the mirror and then get on your knees and look to God. And really take a survey of your situation. I'm glad you brought the farmers. I mentioned the farmers earlier, but you hit on it. I cannot tell you the percentage of farmers that I've talked to that are having a problem. Now, ladies and gentlemen, food doesn't grow from rainbows. It grows from farmers putting it in the ground. I cannot. I mean, I don't know what to do but jump up and down, Pastor Bush. The farmers I talk to are telling me exactly the same thing that Chris just said. We can't plant X this year. We can only plant 50% of B this year. They're telling me this flat out.
Yep.
Go ahead, Chris. I 100% agree with you, Chris.
By the way, if they can plant it, it's getting late in the year. A lot of this ain't going to be around this fall, folks. I'm telling you, the food shortage are just getting started. And my opinion, and I think I'm right on this. I'm not going to try to blow smoke in your eyes. I'm trying to tell you the truth. By this fall, I think you're going to find a lot of things in store you can't find anymore. You're going to find a lot of things will be gone. No matter what the price, they're not going to be there. So pay attention to that. Chris, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Butch, on the store shelves, because I just go to the stores just to look around, and the shelves are getting thinner and thinner. And people still think there's nothing wrong out here because they're in the matrix of the media and everything. You know, it's just the brainwashing. It's sad that I don't judge people, but it's sad what's happening to the population out here. Now, there's a few people that I've gotten contact with, like I said, with the farmers I was talking to. You're going to have to be self-sufficient somehow and learn to get seeds. Number two, your budget. Don't spend money on things you do not need. Don't spend it on entertainment. Get a budget. Put cash aside.
Amen.
Store up, like
Amen.
Daniel was saying. I've been storing up beans and rice for the last 2 years. I've got them put away because spiritually I feel this, Butch. I do. And we've got to be on our toes, and the church, the number one thing, the church has got to take a stand on this. These pastors have got to wake up to the new world order.
Yeah.
The book of Ephesians 6:12, take a stand. It's right there. We need to do that.
Amen. Well, good luck and wake the pastors up. I've been trying for years. But good call, Chris. The guy jumped, a good call. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
And by the way, Daniel, Carolyn called in from Washington State, the one you just mentioned. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, hi. I really don't want to discuss my problem with your phone number on the air because it's just a waste of time. I'd rather talk about the fact that the Biden, oh, I got to read this, the Biden abstract for the 222 martial law executive order, which will begin to roll out with the national ID card and begins food and fuel rationing June 15th. I tried to look into that. I'm not real proficient on the computer. If anybody else could check it out and make sure that that's what Biden did, this executive order.
I will check
order.
That out. I, will
yeah,
I have not found
that.
That's
very important, and I'm telling
out.
You that these people that buy food hide it. Hide it because they will be coming in and calling you a hoarder and even arresting you if you're a Christian. They want the Christians gone. Warren Buffett
yes,
bought
do.
Up the railroads a couple years ago, and I said to myself, why would he have done that? And now we know. He's putting the brakes on the fertilizer being delivered various places by train, and that's why he did that. Washington State, I just heard today, is having a very big problem with all the rain. They can't plant. So there's going to be a shortage here of wheat or whatever because of all the rain.
Uh-huh.
Now, the rain, Pastor Butch, I wish you'd mention more often. I think you have. I think you even had Wigington on there on your show.
Yeah, I did.
Telling
yes,
about
I did.
Geoengineering.
Yes.
This is not a fluke. This is not unusual. This is all controlled. Every drop of rain we get is controlled. All the storms, the earthquakes,
yes,
etc., these fires, they are controlled. They have HAARP. And people need to know that this is no accident. God is letting it happen.
I agree. I totally
agree. Pastor, let me interject. Carolyn, I'm going to call you after the show, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
For one thing. Okay. Two, you said something. I mentioned this a month or two ago. I was interviewed on some show. You brought up something so very important. Is the railroads. Now,
yes.
when you're a farmer and you got whatever, you got 10,000 acres of wheat or whatever, these big farmers, they're family owned, they're private, they're not big ag, big pharma, but they're family farms. So when it's time to harvest, you have contracts in the future with railroads. So you say, hey, I want 250 cars at X amount of time, blah, 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 blah. So what we're seeing now is these railroad companies are canceling the contract under force majeure. They're claiming force majeure. They're claiming basically
right.
an act
Thank
of God.
Warren Buffett.
That's right. It's preventing them from fulfilling this contract. So these farmers that can grow something, think about all the milk they had to just dump in the fields because they can't get it to market. They can't get it to the supply chain.
Yep.
This is, I've talked to farmers, ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to farmers that told me flat out, they are doubting if they can even get their supply to freaking market.
Well, it's not only that, it's the government coming in and forcing them to kill their animals or not plant the crops or destroy the crops. They're forcing them to.
That's true.
This whole famine is being rigged, and people have to prepare for it. And probably prepare for the neighbors, too. There's so many that aren't doing it.
Well, you know, with all the warning people have had, I can't feel too sorry for some of them, but a lot of them already know the truth. If they haven't heard it, that's one thing. If they heard it, ignore it, that's something else. Carolyn, anything else you want to say?
No, I'll just wait for Dan's phone call. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetheart. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, give me about 5 or 10 minutes after the show. I'll call you, Carolyn.
Okay, she's going. All right, folks, got time for more call if you want to hurry. 844-769-2944. This hour's gone by so quickly. And you can call Numana at 888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Now, we've offered, that's the best we can do. And if you mention my name, get a little discount. And, folks, every penny helps. And unless you're a lot wealthier than I am, you're watching every dime now. I know I am. I don't even like going anywhere unless I have to now because prices are getting out of sight and everything. Go ahead, Daniel.
Let me tell you something about the money investment because people are always looking for investments. Let me tell you what a good investment is. A good investment is food. Can you imagine that if you would have bought all your food 5 years ago, and how much money you would save? Well, that's what you're doing when you buy long-term food storage. When you buy long-term storable food that lasts, you know, 20-plus years, you store it good, 20-plus years, you're freezing your food price. Not only do you have a financial gain if the price of food goes up, but you have food. You can't lose. It's not like gold. You can't eat gold or a stock that can go bad. You have food. No matter what, you have food. It's a no-lose investment, ladies and gentlemen.
That's very true. Very, very true. Folks, whatever you're doing, think. Just take time to think and pray things through. Don't just take our word for it. We're not going to lie to you, but you check out the facts. And if you find something different from what we're saying, let us know, because we will know ourselves. But I'm telling you right now that in my spirit, in my soul, I sense that this fall is going to be really, really tough, and it's going to be the beginning, folks. When Klaus Schwab said by 2030, you'll own nothing and be happy. How are they going to do that? They're going to take away your ability to own anything. They're going to put you in such a hard time that you'll let them buy your house and rent it back to you. I'm serious about that. This is what's happening. I know nobody wants to hear this, but this is the truth. That's how they're doing it. They're bankrupting the average citizen today. I mean, everyone is going to live on property they rent in a few years that maybe once belonged to them. That's what's coming down. Daniel, what do you want to add to that?
Well, you know how you prevent a food shortage at your house, ladies and gentlemen, is you get some food in your house. Don't worry. You can't rely on this system. You're going to have to do it. And whether you buy in the manna or buy whatever, do something. I mean, this is just me being concerned. Don't buy in the manna. Buy something. Because if you don't have a spirit and ability to be independent, at least to some degree, then you're dependent. And that's what they want you to be, is dependent. When you're dependent, you're easily manipulated.
Amen.
And I don't want you manipulated.
Amen. You know, I quote this verse many, many times. Jeremiah 17:5 says, "Cursed be the man that puts his trust in man, makes flesh his arm," means that somebody depends on, "and his heart depart from the Lord." We took our eyes off God, started trusting man for everything we get, and now they're putting their own us, folks. That's been our fault, nobody else's. Daniel, down by the last minute, what do you want to say?
What a pleasure it is to know and be associated with your audience and with you, Pastor. You've always been a good friend. And, I think that good friends in the future are going to be even more valuable than they are today.
Amen.
And so,
amen.
Your audience, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we're in this situation. I wish we weren't. We are. But, you know, maybe it'll be a blessing. Maybe we can kind of get together. Maybe we can, you know, whatever it is, maybe we can do it. Maybe this will be a blessing. But be prepared, ladies and gentlemen. At least start, if you have zero, if you're starting at zero, say, my goal is 30 days. And then if I was going to be, I get this question a long time. My goal for most people, I would be 6 months. For most people, now a year is so out there for some people, but six months would be my first would be 30 days, and then it would be 6 months. That would be my goal.
All right. Thank you, Dan, for joining us tonight. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on board with us. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
God bless you, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. We've got a lot to talk about tomorrow night with Larry Pratt, former GOA head. Oh, my, things are coming together so quickly on the left. So see you there. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.